I was flooded. Maybe you were flooded. Only once so far, a little water the next weekend situation. But we know I'm going to rebuild the basement, and I'm going to rebuild it for flood. It will never be a basement like we'd like to have a basement when it elevates itself to be called a lower level rather than a basement. We live on a basement. That's it. That's the way it's going to be. We're going to be prepared the next time as best we can be. It's not the great answer, but it's a realistic answer because we've got problems out there that rain's been around since before man. And yet we still aren't able to handle it because I think we aren't willing to spend the money or direct the money that we all give in taxes to direct it to fixing an out-of-sight, out-of-mind problem until we have the major, massive problems we've been having happen. So the director of the Detroit Water and Sewage Department, who's smack dab in the middle of all this, and I have a lot of confidence in him, is Gary Brown. And we're here to just talk about what happened, what can or cannot be done to be sure it doesn't happen again. I hate to utter those words because I don't know that there's a way we can be sure it won't happen again. Gary Brown, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Paul W., thanks for having me, and I'm sorry to hear that you were flooded.
Well, like so many other people, I'm sorry like so that anyone other. Was flooded because I don't believe we should have been flooded. I don't believe there isn't a way to fix this if we don't, if we would bite the bullet and fix it once and for all.
Absolutely. There is a way to fix it. I don't think there's a way that anyone can guarantee that you will never, ever get flooded, because you can't predict what type of, how much rain you're going to get. But there's certainly many, many things that can be done that will, reduce, the opportunity for you to be flooded. And so, you know, I tell people all the time, the number one thing you could do is just disconnect those downspouts. Disconnect them. Run them off 3 feet away from your house so that you're not pushing all of the rain that comes off of your house into the storm system and most likely into your basement. So disconnect those downspouts. Certainly, I wouldn't, if I lived near the river in a flood, prone area, I would absolutely put a check valve, or sometimes they're called backflow preventer, on my lateral sewer line so that when you have sewage backing up or stormwater backing up, it can't get in to the home. Also, a sump pump. If you live in a low-lying area and you're getting rainwater through your foundation, it's coming down the walls, getting into the foundation, then absolutely protect yourself with a sump pump. But, you know, those are some things that can be done in the short term that certainly would help while some of the intermediate and long range suggestions need to be heeded.
Gary, that sounds very reasonable. It does sound like it's pretty much on the homeowner. Everything we just heard is on the homeowner to disconnect the downspouts, to get a check valve, a backflow preventer, a sump pump, all of that. What can the municipalities do? What can you do? I mean, we have the front page yesterday of a newspaper saying pump station had issues days before floods. After June's Detroit rains, parties fight over who's responsible.
Yeah. And certainly, you know, this system is arguably the largest municipal waste and wastewater system in America, and it certainly is probably the most complex. And so you have pump stations that have to operate in parallel, and they depend on each other. And so absolutely, if you've got 20 pumps between Blue Hill, Froude, as well as Connor Creek pump stations, you've got 20 total pumps, you need to have at least 17 of them operating in wet weather, certainly when you have an emergency situation like we did. There's no doubt that we would have had an amount of flooding, but it was certainly exacerbated by the number of pumps that were not working at those pump stations. And so, you know, all the finger pointing has got to stop. I'm happy to say that the Great Lakes Water Authority Board of Directors, the ad hoc committee, selected a international engineering firm to study the issues. They already know our system very well. They've created several hydraulic models, and they'll be able to come up with what went wrong and what the recommended solutions are, probably, I'm hoping, in about 8 weeks. And so, you know, I ask people to be patient. We're going to do a thorough study of this issue, but we've got to make sure that our system is operating optimally. It cannot have pump failures during these events.
Put my mind to rest, if you would. Gary Brown, Director of Detroit Water and Sewage Department, always a straight shooter, always admire the job he has always done. But put my mind to rest that there's no snail darter aspect to what has taken place here. And what I mean is, for those who don't remember, is the little snail darter, for fear of it going extinct, shut down a lot of projects, caused a lot of difficulties. It was at the height at that moment of environmental causes leading the way on how you could or couldn't do something. Was there anything you or someone could have done to keep the water out of the streets and, more importantly in this case, out of our basements that was not done because it wouldn't have been considered environmentally sound or safe?
No, I don't think that's the cause. The case, certainly when you get 7 to 8 inches of rain in a 19-hour period, most of it came within a 3-hour period. That is more water than the system can manage under any circumstances, even if it's operating optimally. But it is no doubt that it was exacerbated because those pump stations weren't fully operational with all the pumps working. Paul W., I mean, we have to really take a hard look at a lot of things. The water that's coming off of the freeways, off of 94 into and being pushed into the Jefferson-Chalmers area to those pump stations, that water could be put into retention ponds, it could be put into tunnels, especially when you're redesigning those, so many of our freeways. Let's put the water in a basin. And then after the event is over, slowly push it to the wastewater treatment plant when it can be managed. That's just one thing that could be done. Certainly every project in the city of Detroit, every building project by city ordinance that DWSD had passed last year, has to manage their stormwater on site. You can't put it into the stormwater system to overload it. And so there are lots of green infrastructure projects that need to take place, and you can't let cost be the issue, because it is way more costly to spend $100 million in FEMA payouts than it would be to spend $25 or $50 million in putting things in place that will stop the flooding.
Do you have a lot of lawsuits against your Detroit Water and Sewage Department so far from this flooding?
Yeah, sure. There's a number of, there's about 22,000 of our Detroit customers that have filed a claim, and we're also receiving a number of class action lawsuits, mostly from Grosse Pointe or the Grosse Pointe area, against both DWSD as well as the Great Lakes Water Authority.
Gary, thanks for joining us. Good luck. If there's any way we can be of help along the way, if you need to get the word out, do it right here.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
Gary Brown, Director of Detroit Water and Sewage Department, here on the Paul W. Smith Show at News Talk 760 WJR.